And joining us now on the reverse stick is our friend from India, Jaspreet Sahni. Jaspreet, how are you?
Hi guys, how are you? How's reverse stick doing?
Oh, we're pumping along still. There's no Matt today, Jaspreet. He's on daddy duties, so it's just me for this week. It's a school holidays over here, so.
Oh, okay. So he's on family duty, maybe, or kids duty.
Kids duty, definitely family. But we've just seen the Commonwealth Games, and you've been mad across the social media platforms for 14 or 15 days there. The hockey tournament, how did you find the tournament as a whole?
First of all, I don't mind the title mad, because if you're saying that, it means my work got noticed, so that's fine with me. So, as far as being a hockey reporter, fanatic, whatever you want to call me, yeah, it was, of course, the focus was on India, because we missed out on gold for the last two occasions, both to Australia, and we were looking forward to making the finals this time, which unfortunately did not happen, and Australia went on to even strengthen their stranglehold on gold, winning all the events so far in the men's hockey at Commonwealth Games. So it was disappointing that India didn't reach the medal rounds. In fact, they did reach the medal round, means they fought for bronze, but they didn't even get that. So that was disappointing. But anybody here, if you ask them about hockey and about Indian hockey and at Commonwealth Games, they will say that nothing less than a finish in the finals was expected.
Yeah, I think from an outside perspective that probably getting to the finals was a really good effort. From there, anything could happen. I thought India were a real chance to win it if things turned out for them on their day.
To be very honest, I think that even if India would have reached the final, they would have lost, because Australia were playing in a different zone altogether.
Yeah, true.
They just wanted to give Nolzi winning farewell, come what may. So they would have brought road rollers if wanted on the field.
Was there a standout performance for you, Jazz? I mean, it's easy to say Australia, but for me, they just did what they always do. Was there a team that surprised you?
I think New Zealanders pumping in 18 goals during the round robin fixtures was kind of surprising to me. Ken Russell came up with a few good performances, so I think New Zealand surprised me a bit, not in terms of reaching the finals, but in terms of the scoring spree they were on.
What did you make of the performance of Pakistan? I mean, they conceded second behind Australia for goals for the pool tournament. Didn't win a game, but they didn't lose a game either.
Yeah, Pakistan must be wondering whether they should feel happy or sad about it, because they didn't win anything and they didn't lose anything. So they came back just wondering how their campaign went. But I think Bultmans, for a start, will be happy that he didn't lose anything. In fact, I think he took this tournament as a gauge meter to just see where his team stood, maybe for the Champions Trophy, which begins in June at Vreda. So I think they won't mind this result, but definitely they would have wanted at least a couple of wins under their belt. And who knows, that would have taken them through to the semis as well. But yeah, I think overall they played well. They looked regrouped, which was the most important thing for Altman's, because he had to regroup the team after the debacles and the low points it has faced over the last year, missing the World Cup and the Olympics and all that. So yeah, that was important for him to stay undefeated.
Now, just having a look at the women's side of things, some people may have been surprised that New Zealand won the final, claimed the gold medal. I think it was there for Australia to lose, as it turns out. And once again, India and England playing off for the bronze medal. The Indian girls sadly put in probably their worst performance of the tournament that day.
Yeah.
But what did you make of the women's side of things?
I think both sides, men's and women, all the same four nations made it through to the semifinals. And almost the lineups were also same. Bronze was fought between India and England on both sides. Final between Australia and New Zealand. So yeah, it was kind of replicated. But yeah, on the women's side, I think India losing out on bronze will hurt them a lot, will hurt Harendra especially a lot, because he was looking to finish on the podium. He never said before leaving that he's going for gold. He just said that his target is the podium, even if it is bronze, he won't mind it. And that win, that defeat especially, and the way it came in the last, in the second half, way the girls caved in and it led to a 6-0 defeat, that was kind of very, very upsetting.
Yeah, look, I must admit, I was a bit surprised by it. When you look back to the semi-final that the Indian girls played against Australia, I thought that that was one of the best team performances I'd seen from an Indian team in a long time. And the way that the girls were running, they were just excellent. And maybe after playing so well, it just all fell away for them the next day.
I think the energy in that game against Australia was superb. To hold them to 0-0, if I'm not wrong, until the first half, it was commendable for the Indian girls to do. And especially the body language, the way they were trying to retrieve whenever the ball was lost, falling back in defense, and then going in attack whenever they got the ball. The energy, for me, that was the standout point from that match. Even if we lost, but I think the girls played really well in that match, and you're right in judging that. And from there on, to go on to suffer a defeat like 6-0 in the bronze would hurt even more when you think that you played so well in the semis and then game later you played altogether a different team. So when you compare those two performances, it hurts even more.
Yeah, that's a good point. Is there anything that surprised you out of the women's side of things? Obviously the New Zealanders did very well.
I think it panned out more or less as expected, and the final was also, the Trans-Tasman rivalry was there, and I'm sure the crowd would have loved that. You would know the better. But yeah, I think it panned out as expected. But on the men's side, New Zealand reaching the finals was a bit surprising for me.
What did you make of the overall level of play?
See, I would put Australia at one place and the other teams at the other place, because I'm talking about the men's team right now.
Yeah.
Because Australia were playing at a different, as I said, in a different zone, at a different level. Their focus was at some other level. Even at Aslan Shah, where they took their first team, almost the same team, just to see where they stood, I think they carried it from there. Winning the Aslan Shah tournament, I think, was the stepping stone for this Australian team to go on and defend their Commonwealth Games title.
Yeah, it's a fair call. What about the teams that ended up at the bottom? I mean, if we're looking forward, we saw in the women's side of things, especially a side like Ghana, who's at their first tournament, there was a couple of, you know, words around the place and rumblings that perhaps a team like that shouldn't be there. What are your thoughts?
It's a yes and a no. It's both fair and unfair, because if a country has put in certain amount of effort to get a team together and they want to compete at the highest level, and the rules permit you to qualify or send a team at the Commonwealth Games, then I think it should be allowed, because out of the 71 countries, not everyone will put in an effort to put a hockey team together.
Yeah.
So if Ghana has put in that effort, it needs to be rewarded.
No, that's a very good point, Jazz. Yeah. Now, just before we let you go, if India goes to a major tournament and doesn't win it, the knives usually come out. What's been the response at home?
Oh God, I'm sure you would have read the stories already. It's almost a post-mortem going on right now. Luckily the orans are still not removed, so it's still in place. The thing is that there have been drastic radical calls, and to the extent of getting a new coach, bringing back Srijesh as the captain, and many other things, because Vivek Sagar, whether he fits in the middle as a replacement for Sardar at such a young age. So those kind of calls are there, which should make a few players, especially those who are out like Sardar and Ramandeep, happy. because Ramandeep was also left out, and instead of him, I think Dilpreet was taken. Dilpreet had an up and down tournament, but he's a youngster, so you need to give it to him. He scored a couple of goals, if I'm not wrong. So, but the calls right now are to the level that, well, some people are even saying that going back to the sacking of Holtmans, that it was wrong, the timing was wrong. But I don't think that's the right thing to talk right now, because you have a setup in place and you just need to fine tune it. What went wrong? There needs to be a review ASAP. If it is delayed, then obviously the things will linger on. Short at times had said that this team is unstoppable. I didn't see any of such things as unstoppable in this team, because they were stopped at various moments. Wales almost tripped them, if not stopped. winning 4-3 against Wales in the last 5 seconds and scampering in the dugout during the game against a group game against England, just because you wanted New Zealand in the semis and not Australia. I mean, I don't get these thoughts. Means you, you would want to play world number 8 in the semis and not number 1, given a choice, which is a fair call. But then at the end of the day, you need to beat the best to be the best.
If you don't play Australia, you're only going to have to play the team that beat Australia, if you know what I mean, the way tournaments work.
If you beat Australia, you almost have a hand on the gold medal.
Yeah.
So why not face them in the semis instead of whenever they come your way? So why do you need to have that choice? And the kind of scamper that I saw in the game against England in the last few minutes, just to get that winning goal and avoid Australia, that for me told me that this team is not going to win a medal. I got an idea from that. It was chaos in the dugout. If you saw whatever visuals were shown on TV, it was chaotic. It means players and coach Mourinho, they almost wanted to go on the field and have a man advantage just to score that goal. Why such desperation to avoid any team? I know Australia is tough. It's the toughest to beat at the Commonwealth Games, especially. Also around the world. But if you meet them, you meet them. You play to win, of course. Till the last very second, you would want to score a goal and win the match. That's a fair call. But the motive behind it was my problem.
Fair call, Jazz. I think, you got to just take it on. And when you have that belief that you can take on anyone, anytime, you start winning more than you lose, that's for sure.
Yeah. If you are unstoppable, you don't look at what road you are going on.
Yep, I agree. Any response to the women? Because I think that coming out of that tournament, the future for the Indian women is very bright.
The overall outlook of the tournament is that the women gave a better account of themselves than the men, which is very evident. Because the women reaching the semi-final was their first target, which was achieved. And the men reaching the semi-finals was always something that was the least acceptable. They had to reach the semis. The women reaching the semis was an achievement, because their last medal, if I'm not wrong, came 12 years back. So the women reaching the semis was the first tick mark in the book of Harinder Singh. From there on, they had to be on the podium, and they won't mind that they didn't reach the final. Of course, they would have loved to, but they would be gutted that they lost the bronze. The way they did.
Well, Harendra's done a fantastic job with that side, and if they keep developing the way they have been, they're going to be a strong force in world hockey, I would think.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the World Cup. I think India will not be a pushover this time.
No, I'm looking forward to their performance there as well. Look, Jazz, it's been great talking to you. You were sensational during the Commonwealth Games. I look forward to the next large sporting event that you're covering. That should be good.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
No worries, Jazz Preet. We'll speak to you again soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.